Cryptic Canticles welcomes you to the Dracula Radio Play experience. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this full audio performance of Bram Stoker's masterpiece, released chronologically by entry date.
Log of the Demeter, Varna to Whitby, written 18 July. Things so strange happening that I shall keep accurate note henceforth till we land. On 6th July, we finished taking in cargo, silver sand, and boxes of earth. At noon set sail, east wind fresh. Crew, 5 hands, 2 mates, cook, and myself, captain. On 11 July, at dawn entered Bosphorus, boarded by Turkish customs officers. Bakshish. All correct. Underway at 4 p.m. On 12 July, through Dardanelles. More customs officers and flagboat of guarding squadron. Bakshish again. Work of officers thorough, but quick. Want us off soon. At dark, passed into archipelago. On 13 July, past Cape Matapan. Crew dissatisfied about something. Seemed scared, but would not speak out. On 14 July was somewhat anxious about crew. Men all steady fellows who sailed with me before. Mate could not make out what was wrong. They only told him there was something and crossed themselves. Mate lost temper with one of them that day and struck him. Expected fierce quarrel, but all was quiet. On 16 July, mate reported in the morning that one of the crew, Petrovsky, was missing. Could not account for it. Took larboard watch 8 bells last night, was relieved by Amramov, but did not go to bunk. Men more downcast than ever. All said they expected something of the kind, but would not say more than that it was something aboard. Mate getting very impatient with them. Feared some trouble ahead. On 17 July, yesterday, one of the men came to my cabin and, in an awestruck way, confided to me that he thought there was a strange man aboard the ship. He said that in his watch he had been sheltering behind the deckhouse, as there was a rainstorm, when he saw a tall, thin man, who was not like any of the crew, come up the companionway, and go along the deck forward, and disappear. He followed cautiously, but when he got to bows, found no one, and the hatchways were all closed. He was in a panic of superstitious fear, and I am afraid the panic may spread. To allay it, I shall today search the entire ship carefully from stem to stern. Later in the day, I got together the whole crew and told them, as they evidently thought there was someone in the ship, we would search from stem to stern. First mate angry, said it was folly, and to yield to such foolish ideas would demoralize the men. Said he would engage to keep them out of trouble with the handspike. I let him take the helm, while the rest began a thorough search, all keeping abreast with the lanterns. We left no corner unsearched. As there were only the big wooden boxes, there were no odd corners where a man could hide. Men much relieved when search over, and went back to work cheerfully. First mate scowled, but said nothing.
You have been listening to Bram Stoker's Dracula, the radio play, as presented by the Cryptic Canticles. Stay tuned for our next episode at crypticcanticles.com.